America. One more time. Georgia.
All right, they say they got to warm up. They're the warming up kind here. They're from Jennings, too, and they're going to do a little guitaring for us. The Duval County Home Demonstration Club is here, but before I make this a little announcement, I want to tell you not to miss our crafts people in the crafts tent. And don't forget that Punchin' Judy is all set up and ready to do a show for you at the drop of a hat over in that tent. And don't forget that there's some good old fish and hush puppies being served around in the park. Don't forget that. And you home demonstration ladies from Duval County will meet at the picnic grounds at the top. Was unusual, and it was good, and I do thank you for coming from. I know how you all hated to miss school today to come down here. Oh, my goodness. I know you can hardly stand it. But I want everybody to get quiet as a mouse, because we've got something. Seeing is believing. Now, you've heard about witching the water. Who here has never seen the water witched? Let me see hands. All right, now, boys and girls, this is our cousin Lonnie, who belongs right here, and he's gonna witch water for us. Show him the stick, Lonnie. See, it's a forked stick. What kind of wood? Persimmon. It's persimmon. All right, now, he's going to hold that stick. Well, I'm going to let him tell you about it.
Well, you have to hold it a certain way. There's not everybody that knows how to hold it as they did. Why, they would know more about it than I do, because it's something or another that you just have to have to learn for yourself. You can show them, but then still you can't learn without picking it up within yourself. But it is active. It will point to water. And there's a stream of water not very far from where we're at right now, and I'll show you all with this stick. When it points down, then that'll be where the stream of water's at. So I'll show you all where it's at.
And the stick will twist, and the bark on the stick will break. Did you see it do it? They were talking to me. Now, go let me see you do it too, will you?
All right.
All right. Now, he actually has a very tight grip. You see the stick? It's going down. Did everybody see? Everybody saw. Now, here comes a group to sing a folk song and dance a dance for us. Isn't that nice? The fifth grade children of Lake Forest Hills School. Salwood Mountain is as much a dance tune as a song and is close to the style of the yodel. Wonderful. Do you all need this mic? If the singers would come over here by me. Now they're going to dance.
Join hands, circle to the left. Circle to the right. Right hand to your partner, left and next. When you get to your partner, swing and promenade home. First couple swing, legs to the right, gents to the left, swing three. Shoot. Everybody swing. Legs to the next, gents to the right, swing three. Shoot. Everybody swing. Lace the next just where he hadn't been. Swing three. Shoot. Everybody swing. Second couple swing. Lace to the right, just to the left. Swing three. Shoot. Everybody swing. Lace the neck, shift to the right, swing three. Shoot. Everybody swing. Lace the neck, shift where you hadn't been, swing three. Shoot. Everybody swing. Onto your corner. Onto your partner. Right hand to your partner, left and next. When you get to your partner, swing, promenade home. Third couple swing. Lays to the right, just to the left. Swing three. Shoot. Everybody swing. Lays to the next, just to the right. Swing three. Shoot. Everybody swing. Lays to the next, just where you hadn't been. Swing three. Shoot. Everybody swing. Fourth couple swing. Lays to the right, just to the left. Swing three. Shoot. Everybody swing. Lays to the next, just to the right. Swing three. Shoot. Everybody swing. Lays to the next, just where he hadn't been. Swing three. Shoot. Everybody swing. Lays center, gents on the marsh. Swing your partner. Gents on the marsh, drop back one. Gents on the marsh, drop back two. Gents on the marsh, drop back three. Gents on the marsh, drop back four. Swing your partner and promenade home. Onto your corner, onto your partner, right hand to your partner, left and next. When you get to your partner, swing, promenade home. Onto your partner, be seated.
We have one more group, and I want you to don't go away until you see this group, the Green Sleeves group. Remember that Green Sleeves was done in Shakespeare's time, and it was traditional for them to carry a little green branch. And notice the children are carrying out the tradition. Green Sleeves, done by the seventh grade students of the White Springs School. Thank you. anybody with a fiddle? A banjo? A jew's harp? A harmonica? Any kind of instrument at all is welcome to come up here and make a little music right then now. That's what it says on the program, doesn't it? A little hoedown? Well, all right, anybody with an instrument, come on. Come on, Cubby, with you. Your harmonica. I don't have anything to play. It got left out. My land. Well, I know I can do something.
Pocket, come on up here.
I had mine, but I guess somebody borrowed it. Next year, I certainly do expect some of you to practice up on your melodiums and your mouth harps and your jew's harps and your what other kind of things? Dulcimers? Accordions? What else? Psaltery? Maybe somebody, anybody out here play a psaltery? Or on your saw? Maybe we've got some saw players out here. Who knows? But anyway, we want you to practice up so you can join in here with this hoedown music while we're getting ready to get ready. Well, I'm glad the sun's under a cloud, and don't worry, it's not going to rain. It never rains on us, and if it does, it'll just be a little heavy dew, and it's kind of dusty. It'll just settle the dust. We certainly are glad you came this morning. Who was here this morning? Good. Who just got here? Oh, that's fine. Well, you have a great treat in store. These boys and girls came from Georgia. These are our Georgia boys and girls. Isn't that fine? It is a great, great pleasure to introduce, ahead of the First Citizens of Florida, the great explorer, the great navigator, Hernando de Soto. Welcome to the shores of the Suwannee River, O great de Soto.
Muchas gracias, señorita. That's all in Spanish I know. I'm certainly happy to be with you people today and participate in your wonderful program here. I will give you a little history of Hernando de Soto. In May of 1539, I left the island of Cuba and traveled in a northeasterly direction, and landing again 12 days later on the shores of the Manatee River in Bradenton, Florida. After spending some time there and claiming that part of this great state in the name of the Queen of Spain, I traveled through the center of this state up through Ocala and into Lake City, and it was here and very, very close to where we gather today that I met and had battle, my first battle, with the Indians who inhabited this area and this country. It was here on the Suwannee River that I had battle with the Creek Indians, and we are most fortunate today to have with us the descendants of those great people whom I fought back in 1539, some 421 years ago. After leaving there and winning that battle, I traveled westwardly approximately 100 miles to the capital of the great state of Florida, which is now known as Tallahassee. And I made camp there for the balance of that winter. I see we're well represented by Tallahassee today. Leaving Tallahassee, I journeyed up through southwest Georgia and across just south of what is now known as Macon, Georgia, and going on up to Augusta, Georgia, which incidentally is my birthplace, the present Hernando de Soto. After leaving there, I crossed into South Carolina and went through Anderson and on back down into northern or northeast Alabama, back down to Montgomery, and back into and up through Mississippi and across into Arkansas. And in May 21st of 1542, I, Hernando de Soto, passed away and died of something that I don't remember just what it was, but anyhow, I died at what is now known as St. Joseph, Missouri. And from there, the rest of my followers, my conquistadores, traveled on in a southwesterly direction and wound up down in Mexico and in that part of the country. Again, I would like to thank you for inviting me up today to participate in your program. And if you will bear with me just one moment longer, I would like to tell you something of our celebration in Bradenton. I'm not supposed to use or give commercials on this program, but I would like to invite all of you to come down and be with us when we have our program in March of every year. We reenact the landing of Hernando de Soto at that time, and we have a pageant, a full week of it. And this past year has been our greatest year. We have received national publicity. We were honored by having the Honorable Fred Seaton, Secretary of the Interior, to be with us and congratulate us and assure us that the government of the United States was going to and had already, in fact, allotted some $250,000 to perpetuate the memory and the landing of Hernando de Soto, the great Spanish conquistador and explorer. At this time, I give you and each of you a personal invitation to be with us next year and any time that you're in that area to stop and visit with us. It's been a real pleasure to be with you. Thank you, and may God bless each and every one of you. We are at peace.
And to explain, if you didn't know what was taking place there, they reversed history a little bit. The great Creek Indian chief, Chief Beaver, and the great explorer, Hernando de Soto, smoked the pipe of peace together. And that marks a historic occasion. Thank you. God bless you both. And now, our friend, one of our first citizens, who comes each year all the way from Ardmore, Oklahoma, Fred Beaver, artist, friend,
thank you very much. Before I do anything else, we'd like to sing a song of welcome. We usually sing at home or at our stomping grounds, meeting places. It goes, a little, real short chant goes like this. We hear ya ho, oh ho, 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 we hear ya ho, oh ho. Welcome. How many of you youngsters were here this morning? Wonderful. We did some sign language this morning. I just wondered if you remember it. I'm going to go through some of them, and I think it's a lot of fun. And we go through some more this afternoon, and as the days go on, we'll pick up some more signs. But first, though, to say hello, how do you do it? Let me see. Hello. Right, right. How you say you? You. Good. How you say riding a horse? Going to ride to town. Yeah. See? Like this. Now, any time you want to ask a question, direction, or maybe you're going to ask the nature of a question. There's a question mark involved in it. You always do this first, like which, where, when, so forth. Now, this is going to be a question I'm going to ask you. First, this is a question, see.
Can you ride?
Are you going for a ride? That's what that means. All right. Now, in order to call yourself, like, what is your name, like in the nature of a call, to be called, like, if I'm going to ask this young girl, what is your name? I'll do this. What is your name? Becky. Okay. In order to say, what is your name, you do like this. This is the, well, you call yourself, see? But when you see somebody do this, Indian do this, don't be careful. Like this. That means a forked tongue, which is no good. Your tongue is no good. When you talk mean, you're what you're saying is not truthful. Matt, person talk with a forked tongue. Like this, see. Like this. Now, if I was going across this river down here, what kind of a sign would I do? I'll do this. See if you can guess this.
A cross.
Fine. Now, I'm going to do this.
What does it mean?
Me. Go. That means hunt.
Like this.
Buffalo.
Over there. So I'll do this, see?
Fine. What if I do this now? No. Deer. Who said deer? Over there. Well, a bunch of them. Yeah, there's good scouts over there.
One hand like this.